Hey, what's up, guys? Vinny here with the formerly known as Naeem Fazel podcast. But, you know, we were talking about it, and Naeem, you want to add the Naeem Fazel Hope for All podcast to the title, correct?
Yes, I do. And I will get to that. Yes, there's a reason.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Well, man, you've been all over the place.
Yes, I have been. It's been kind of a whirlwind. 2019, I don't even know what month it is, it seems like. I've been all over the place. It's kind of, I mean, Arizona, Mississippi, Raleigh.
Mars,
going to Italy in May. Which I know you're really excited about.
Yeah, I don't know how I'm going to get there, but I'm going to try.
I can get a suitcase big enough, maybe, possibly.
Perfect.
But yes, been all over the place. I think that's part of the reason why I've just been, busy. But I think that's the reason why I've had a moment of like stopping and realizing, hey, I think we need to get some more direction in terms of what is this podcast all about and not just bore our listeners about our lives, right?
Right, right. I mean, I think it's definitely cool to like hear where you've been because, you know, I think out of all those trips, you've only not been at Mosaic 1 week. So that's pretty cool to think that you've been everywhere, but still hanging around here. So some people may not even know that you make those trips. Some people, you know, probably are like, is he two people in a couple spots at once? But yeah, so it's cool. What was like one of your highlights from one of the trips or something?
So, I mean, it's been all kinds of trips, you know, some flying places, some driving. I just rolled into town from Charleston, South Carolina. I was back at Seacoast Church, the church that I became a pastor at. And it was a church that right after college, I got involved and learned how to be or do ministry, be ministry, not really, but maybe being ministry is easy. Just have issues.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. But yeah, that I think that's was probably the most defining trip that we can get to a little bit later. But God's just really doing a good thing, I know, in me and hopefully through me. So, but Hope for All, like, you know, to answer your question, so Hope for All is this big idea that, you know, Jesus really is a hope for all and not for some. You know, we talked about religion in our last podcast, and religion is basically hope for some or hope for us. And I think we mentioned it before, but I think Hope for All is kind of our battle cry, or not battle cry, maybe a value, or maybe the heart behind this podcast, that really this conversation is for everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like, what kind of like made you think, hey, I want to go in that direction here with this podcast, not just being the Naeem Fazel podcast, but I really want to embody that thought of hope for all. Like, is it because you're thinking about, you know, the listener? Is it because you know, it's just something that's heavy on your heart? Like, what made you just, you know, come in today and be like, hey, let's do the Hope for All podcast?
Yeah, I think a couple of reasons. Number one is that since we started this podcast, my son came up to me and he was like, hey, one of my high school buddies high school buddies is starting to listen to it, and they didn't realize it was a religious podcast. And I thought, a religious podcast. Yeah, because they're, you know, we like categories. We like to put people in categories and our lives in categories. So this isn't a religious podcast. But hope is such a universal principle and such a universal need, I think, for people. And so these conversations are all obviously, you know, religious, and the podcast is religious. But I believe that that I want to speak to the one thing that all of us, you know, all humans long for, and that is the sense of hope, the sense of a better tomorrow, a better future for us. And what does God have to do with that? Like, where does Jesus fit into all of this? You know, I was recently reminded I was at Target, and I was reminded of the first time that God spoke to me in Target. It was the craziest story, I would say, that has ever happened to me. I was looking for something, and there was a woman beside me, and she was in the same aisle. She looked at me, and she gave me this look of, hey, I think I know you, or I definitely know you. And I looked at her like, I have no idea if I know you, you know? And then finally she said Starbucks. And I was like, oh, yes.
Everyone has seen you at Starbucks, apparently. That's where I met you.
So. Right. That's true. Our relationship started at Starbucks, too. So many good relationships started at Starbucks. But I told her, oh, I'm so sorry. I didn't recognize you because you were out of context. And as I left Target, a guy just began to speak to me, or I just felt of, you know, this... I didn't feel God. I just kind of heard a thought in my head. I guess that's the most easiest way to explain it. I think we can all relate to thoughts in our heads that we hear, right? And it said, do you recognize me, out of context? And I knew it was God. Mm-hmm. And then I, in fact, just stopped and took a minute to digest what that was. And I began to realize that God was saying, hey, I'm working in people's lives. I'm working in everybody's lives. And there's so many people that I'm working in and working for and working around and with that you don't really recognize. Mm. Because I think in a religious context, again, because we categorize people and things, we end up going, okay, these are people that believe in God, these are not. These are people who God is with, these are people who God is against. And so there are God-forsaken people, and then there are God-blessed or anointed or chosen people. And God began to really speak to me, which has been a really a driving force for me for so many years. Even in my book called Ex-Muslim, I began talking about that, is that God showed me that he's been working in everybody's life, and the beginning of creation itself is connected to who he is and the essence of who he is, and that because of that, God's working in everybody's life. And so when it comes to hope and the hope of Jesus, the hope of God, the hope of a better tomorrow, hope really is for all. It was never for some. If hope is for some, then it's not hope.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think it's something that was so easy for me personally to get behind, was the idea for hope for all, because, you know, it's just like, it just feels right, first of all, to think that, you know, there's things out there that, you know, represent hope for some. It's a real thing. There are things that truly represent that. And when, you know, heard this, you know, the message of hope for all, it just truly fit what, you know, what I had always pictured, what I, you know, what I wanted to base my faith around. And so I think it's just such, like you said, like a battle cry. So many people just really, just truly get behind it here. And so I'm really glad that we're going to kind of incorporate this mindset into the podcast. I know we had initially thought about even calling it that just off the bat. So I'm kind of excited that you are like, let's do this now.
Yeah. I really wanted to have a focus on, yeah, what is this podcast all about? Because people have asked me that, and I went,
my cat.
And you're right, please, not my cat. I'm going to have Derwin Gray. He's a local pastor here in Charlotte, yeah. And he loves his cat. So if he's listening to this, bro, I pray for you. But there's a passage in scripture. This is in the New Testament, and it's one of the letters written by a guy named Paul. And this is, he writes a letter to the church in of Colossians, or the church in Colossians, or Colossae, or I don't even know exactly what the word would be, but this is Colossians 1, chapter 1, verses 15. It says, Christ is the visible image of the invisible God. He existed before anything, and he's supreme over all creation. For through him God created everything, in the heavenly realms and on earth. He made things we can see and things we can't see, such as thrones, kingdoms, rulers, authorities in the unseen world. Everything was created through him and for him. He existed before anything else, and he holds all creation together. Christ is also the head of the church, which is the body. He's the beginning, supreme over all who rise from the dead. He is the first in everything. For God, in all his fullness, was pleased to live in Christ through God, reconciled everything to himself. He made peace with everything in heaven and on earth, and by Christ's blood on the cross. Now, there's a lot of concepts there, but the essence of it is really about who Christ is. I think a lot of people know Jesus, but not Christ. And Christ is really the God behind it. That's the divine nature of Jesus. Jesus was, in one sense, the human side, a human name. Christ is this anointed being. It's the God spirit. It's the untangible. It's the invisible thing that when the writer here talks about, it was Christ that made all the invisible things. And it says also he's the visible image of the invisible God. And so it seems like God poured himself into a human form and then it made it tangible for us to have a conversation with him. But I think the heart of this passage is really about there really isn't any God-forsaken people or place. Everything in creation is for God. And so it doesn't matter if you're religious or not. It doesn't matter if you think this is a religious podcast or not. I think this idea of God is in you and he's working through you. He's made you. That is a reality that all of us, I believe, need to face. That regardless of your faith, the fact is, at least in God's eyes, he's having a conversation with you regardless. He's having moments with you, or trying to have moments with you regardless. And so there isn't a God out there you have to find. He's working. He's talking to you. And so this conversation, this Hope for All podcast, is for everyone. Atheists, Buddhists, agnostics, a lot of this is... Or whatever.
The high school friend of your son that is listening right now and saying, wait a minute, what did I just get myself into?
Yes. Yeah,
it's for you too.
it's for all, right? Hope for all. Because if it's hope for some, then it's no hope at all.
So true. So true. Well, yeah, man. It feels good to, you know, just kind of get back here, and we I don't know if you guys can tell, but we've been working on our sound quality. We got a new microphone here. We're going to be
hallelujah.
Yeah, making some improvements. We're sitting about a foot apart from each other trying to speak into this thing, so we're, you know, I'm getting to, you know, get to know you here on another level.
Yeah, you are.
But
he likes it.
We're working through some things, so we appreciate you guys for sticking with us even through episode 2 when we had a train in the studio, and episode 1 when we had no idea. We were just getting ourselves into it. So we look forward to where this is going to be going. I think, so do you have any like maybe closing remarks or like something you want to say before we wrap this one up?
Yeah, I think the story that I mentioned about, you know, do you think there are people in your life that you interact with on a daily basis and you've never recognized God in them? You know, I wonder what would it look like for us to recognize God in people? Because again, like I said, it's so easy to look at some spiritual people or religious people and say, oh, God is with them. And then look at people who are just serving us, pouring our coffee, checking our items, you know, on the grocery store, checking us out. People, even on our Instagram feeds or on social media, they're actually people behind all of these services. I wonder if we begin to be open to recognizing God in unfamiliar places and people. What does it look like for us to do that? And what does it look like for us to speak hope for all people? I mean, what if the message of Jesus was very inclusive and not exclusive? What does that look like? And so I'm looking forward to the conversations as we move forward through this. I know personally, let me just say this as well, that like I said, I came back from Seacoast Church this past, not this past week. This past couple hours. I was in Charleston. I woke up in Charleston. I'm here in Charlotte now. But man, God's really doing an amazing work there in a very supernatural way. And I think it's going to fundamentally change even the way Mosaic, the church I lead, will operate in the future. I hope it does, partly because the supernatural work that I'm talking about is connected to, you know, what I used to operate in before, I guess. Sometimes, honestly, like the longer you're in church work, the less passionate you become about people or even God, because you've seen it all, you know. And anyways, I'm looking forward to what God is doing in me and hopefully through me.
Yeah. That's awesome, man. Yeah, I'm really excited for it too. Well, cool. Yeah. Hey guys, thanks for listening. Thanks for tuning in to episode 3. We want to just ask you guys to continue to share this, and you can actually leave a comment on, you know, on the podcast itself, maybe rate or review it. It means the world to us because that is how we can get this message out there that the hope is for all. And, you know, we want to continue to have some really open and honest conversations that just allow people to explore, you know, what they believe and why they believe it, and do it in a place where, you know, they don't feel like it's just something that's just being told to them. We just want to, like you think you said in the first episode, sometimes it can be okay to just, you know, sit in a question and just reflect on it. So I am pumped. I hope that you guys enjoyed this episode. We will be back soon.
Yes, definitely.
All right. You guys have a great day.
See ya.